We're talking Grinnell College Volleyball here on 1410 KGRN. On Saturday, the Pioneers win the Midwest Conference Tournament as they come from behind to beat St. Norbert in five sets, winning 15-10 in the fifth set. This was after they beat Cornell in the semifinals on their home floor Friday night for the third time this year. Grinnell College, for the first time in school history, are Midwest Conference Volleyball champions as they go to the NCAA Division III National Tournament this coming Friday. Joining us now here on KGRN is the leader for this Pioneer Volleyball team, Junior Kalen Kuhn, with us now. And Kalen, congratulations. You're conference champ. How's it feel to help this team do something that no other Grinnell College Volleyball team has ever done?
It's honestly so incredible. Thank you so much. We're like still in a bit of shock of just how far we've come this season and all the successes that we've had. It's just an incredible feeling.
I bet. Just considering that this club, this team, about 4 or 5 years ago only won two matches all year long and is now in the national tournament, and you've helped do that. What was that? Do you feel like the difference looking back this whole season to bring it to this point?
I think in practice we're just super intentional about working on exactly what we know our opponents will struggle with. We work so well as a team in every aspect. And I think we have so many skilled players, both like on and off the court, that help us to be so competitive in both practice and later on in matches.
Well, I want to talk about you, but I want to talk about your thoughts on some of these other players. For instance, Juliana Roth, who has had to fight through injuries this year as your setter. She had 52 assists against St. Norbert. She hadn't been 100%, but she's been fighting through it. And she's been absolutely spectacular in that role. She's only a sophomore. What can you say about her and help in setting you and other players up on that front line?
Yeah, Jules and I, we like to joke that we help make each other look good. And it's true. Like, I couldn't do anything without her, and neither could the rest of our team. She's such a great leader on our team and does a great job being the, as she would call it, sort of like the point guard of our team, setting up plays and everything. She's such a hard worker and a great, great leader on the court.
You know, and another player, there's not very many seniors on this team, but Madison Smith, in your five-set win in the regular season over Cornell, she had back-to-back aces in that fifth set. You trailed in that fifth set, too, and Smith had two huge aces in a row. And then you trail against St. Norbert on Saturday, and it was 8-5. You got a side out to make it 8-6, and then Smith got another ace there. and that made it 8-7, and then eventually you fought it back to a tie. But what can you say about this senior, Madison Smith, who kind of under the radar with the other stats and so forth for other players, but there she is in big situations for you?
Yeah, Mads has really been our rock this year. She's such a huge positive force in every timeout, always knows what to say, always has great energy on the court, and is such a hard worker. And, oh, my gosh, are her serves killer this year. She always comes in clutch when we need her to. And we're so happy to be able to do this for her senior year.
And then two other players. I mean, Rachel Wook is an incoming freshman. Anna Killen, I think she's a sophomore. They mm-hmm. both are been huge for you in terms of supporting you offensively. I mean, Killen had 11 kills. What a great name for a volleyball player. And Wook, 10 kills. She had 15 digs as well. What can you say about these two young players?
Well, Rachel has been such a great addition this year. Came in and just immediately made a huge impact on the court. Such a hard worker as well. And then Anna, she is absolutely incredible. She was injured for quite a bit of last year and really like stepped up this year, took on that role of being like one of our starting middles and has done fantastic. She's a great attacker and blocker and overall just great presence on the court.
So in the fifth set against St. Norbert, you're down 8-5 in that very last set. You had to win the fourth set to force the fifth, and you trailed early in that one as well. But you're down 8-5 in the fifth set. What was the difference to bring your team back?
I think what we did, we just kept our composure. We knew we had come back in previous sets, and we knew we could do it in that fifth set as well. We had really level heads and just knew that we had to keep pushing, fight for every single point, and we could do it.
And as I mentioned, after Smith had that ace, then Rachel Wook had a key kill that tied it up at 8, and I think there was an exchange of side outs. And then you had a huge kill to go up 10-9, and then you later had another big kill to go up 14-10. What can you remember about those plays? Because obviously that was everything on the line, and that kind of gave you a little bit of breathing room against the Knights.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a little bit of a blur at this point, but yeah, I just remember after every point going crazy because we knew every single point mattered so much. I know, like, I think maybe one of my kills was an overpass, and we just, like, blew up as a team. It was so much fun. Every point that we scored in that set was so exciting.
And then after, you know, Peyton Lowry was the one serving it, and the final hit by St. Norbert went wide, and what can you remember after you had finally won it?
Gosh, we didn't know what to do with ourselves. Some of us fell on the floor, some of us, like, kind of stood there, like, looking around, wondering what had happened. It was so exciting, and definitely just a bunch of hugs to all of our teammates for all the hard work you've been doing throughout this entire season.
I think Lowry collapsed, because she was serving, and everybody else just sort of fell down as well. The bench just erupted, you know, and you probably haven't breathed since.
No, it took me... Well, it's still taking me a while to just wrap my head around what happened yesterday. It was absolutely incredible.
And, you know, just what can you say about the experience to beat Cornell three times when this team has never done it, to get revenge against St. Norbert? This is an experience that you and the rest of your teammates are going to take with you for the rest of your lives. And to have 26 wins in 30 matches this year, it's an absolutely incredible run, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just so proud of what we've been able to accomplish this year, and so excited that we were able to do it for our senior Mads. And I think we're excited for our next game this season, and we're incredibly, incredibly excited for next season and just how much we're going to grow. You know, it's only up from here. So just really, really positive outlook for the future.
Well, you're heading to the NCAA Division III tournament. No Grinnell College team has ever done that. Kaylin, congratulations. A great effort for you. 24 kills in the win over St. Norbert. Three aces as well. And on to the national championships. Again, congratulations on a conference win, and best of luck in the national tournament. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kaylin Kuhn, Jr. from Bettendorf, star for the Grinnell College volleyball team, as they are conference champs, joining us here on 1410 KGRN.